Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Objects. You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Objects and a track called GG off their new EP, which is out right now, Supercharged Little Nova. Tony, what is The Objects' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Objects Punk.
No, Facebook.com/ Objects LV, as in Las Vegas. And that song is kind of a tribute to Gigi Allen, the well-known and very dead punk nihilist and iconoclast.
Right.
There's some big words there.
There is.
And hello to James, everyone else, any objects, and of course, especially Felony Melanie. What a brilliant band. Great new song. Have you got any... I don't know why I'm asking you that. Have you got a joke for us? No, of course
no.
You haven't. It's my bit. I do it.
Hey.
I'll do the joke. I've got one for... This is quite surprising, this joke, actually.
Okay.
Not surprising in who it's come from. It's come from Glumbongo, Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo.
Right.
If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Glumbongo did. Says, watch you, Paul. Me and the missus were in the bedroom getting ready to go out for a bite last night when she suddenly bursts out of the ensuite, throws open her dressing gown and yells, super pussy! So I said, I'll have the soup, thanks. And then follows up with, enjoyed your set at the Banana Cabaret last night. Sorry I didn't get to buy you a pint in there. So basically, Glumbongo Glumbongo came to watch me at a comedy gig in Ballon on Saturday and didn't tell me, so remains elusive and mysterious.
Ooh.
My question is, was Joni Hayes jizz in the crowd as well? I'll tell you about the gig later on. But yeah, thank you very much, Glumbongo. And if you have a joke for us, as I say, please do email it to me. We'll read it out on the show. That one was a good one this week, wasn't it?
It was good, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Next track up, Tony, is... I wouldn't pretend to say I've waited my whole life to play some hardcore stroke skate punk from Borneo.
Hmm.
But I think I might have.
Right.
Right, because, you know, Punky Radio, this is a global show. Other people could concentrate on the US or the UK, Australia or maybe South Africa. But we concentrate on stuff from all over the place, as will be proved during this show in particular, because we've got a right mixed bag. But right now, thank you very much to the Marmoset Kids for sending us this track. Of course, we'd like to play it for you. They got in touch with us via our Facebook page, which I'm sure you'll talk about afterwards. In the meantime, what is the Marmoset Kids Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/TheMarmosetKids.
It is indeed, and kids is spelt with a Z or a Z if you can't speak properly. It's Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony One, and this is When It Falls to Depth. Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job for the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Marmoset Kids. I'll tell you what, it's not a fantastic recording of that song. I've got to say, I reckon they might have had an orangutan messing about, or perhaps a Komodo dragon. Are they from Borneo? A lot of weird animals in Borneo, aren't there?
I'd imagine so.
Is that Gila monsters? They're like Borneo.
I have no idea what the hell that is.
Have they still got cannibals? Why am I asking you any of these questions? I'll ask something about COBOL or basics alike.
I'm your man.
Anyway, hopefully we'll play some more alternative music from Borneo, should it appear. I'd certainly like to. If you'd like to send us some music, Borneo punk rockers, and indeed anyone else, email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your MP3, and if I like it, we'll play it. If not, you're rubbish. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Lovely job.
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, most people seem to be these days, please go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get involved, talk to us. We read them out, takes a bit of a moment and all that. Got two this week. First up from Robert Kitchen, who says, just listening to the Jokes and Anger special show, 5 stars as usual. Now I'm off to like Punky on iTunes. Thank you very much. Hopefully you reviewed us, 5 stars only, obviously.
Yeah, of course, yes. And thank you.
And our Graham's been in touch.
Ah, Graham!
He's just he posted a picture that you posted. So my Monday night in the world famous Arena Tavern, Letchworth, location from the movie The World's End. Fortunately, the drinking came after we finished recording Punker Radio for this week. Thanks, Graham. Good to have you on last week.
Yeah, and I was determined that he should sample the gash at least once in his life. And we had some goat's gash at last orders. I tell you, we got a bit pissed actually.
Yeah,
we did. We had quite a bit of. I think that his final comment before he went into his spare room in the Highwayman's Lodge was well, that's more than I normally drink on a Monday. Anyway, lovely to meet you, R. Graham, finally, and good luck with the Liverpool Acoustic podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we get on the next one?
Yep.
How about some South Wales scar for this one?
Okay.
Excellent. Sure sax, Chad's gone balmy.
Chad's gone balmy. Chad's gone balmy. Chad's gone balmy. Chad's gone balmy. He's been working very hard at the scrapyard. He's been on the go all the day. 60 miles an hour in the transit van, beeping everybody out the way. He's getting in the beers in the Jolly Sailor. Time to take a break, spend the money that you make. Chad's gone balmy. Chad's gone balmy. Chad's gone balmy. Loopy's sitting round in his work clothes. You know what happens when he drinks gin. Pictured of a lizard on his Facebook page. I've never met anybody quite the same. He's getting in a round of Foster's. Time to take a break, spend the money that you make. Chad's gone balmy. Chad's gone balmy. Chad's gone balmy. Take a break, spend the money that you make.
Chad's gone balmy. Chad's gone balmy. Chad's gone balmy.
Always looking.
You're listening to Sandwich Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's fine.
That was a band called Short Act. They're from Porthcawl, Tony.
Okay.
On the south coast of Wales. So we've gone from Borneo to Wales, that's right. We're keeping it third world. And that's from their latest album, Scarcadia. What is Short... And now, this is... I've had to find a SoundCloud page for them. I'll tell you in a minute. What is Short Act's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/Shawsax.
It is indeed, and Shawsax is S-H-A-W-S-A-X, Tony 2, Paulie B, and the Internet 1. There is another Shawsax on the internet who appears to be a middle-aged saxophone player who does cruise ships.
Right.
So you might want to check you get the right one. And that is definitely the right one. Chaz Gone Barmy, great song. They sent through via Music Submit, as a lot of bands do. I think we played three or four. We played a couple of bands this week via there, anyway. Mm. Including some mentalness in the second half of this show, like it hasn't been already. Anyway, did you do anything last week?
No.
Right.
Not really. What did you get up to?
Well, what did you say on your show notes for this bit, under last
good
week?
Good Lord.
Yeah, good Lord. It wasn't until... It wasn't until yesterday that I realised I'd been out 10 nights in the last 11. Yeah, including right. Norway and what have you. Anyway, last week, as of last Tuesday, I went to see Limousine, finally, at the Alley Cat on Denmark Street. And what a brilliant gig, what a brilliant time, what a great bunch of guys. Everything else. Lovely to meet Limo Dean, finally, and also the other members of the band, Tim, Carl and Johnny. Got it right. Also had a bit of a harem down there. I did invite men, but only five women of the ones I invited showed up, so I had me and five women. It was brilliant.
Excellent.
I got a text from one of them, who can now be named, by the way.
All right, okay.
If you want me to. No, we'll save it. We'll keep a secret. But I sent her a text saying, look, I'm really sorry, I did invite men, but I've only seemed to have women coming tonight. It looks like I've got myself a harem. And she sent me a little text back saying, we're not your harem, you're our gimp.
Nice.
Yeah, terrifying. Then on Wednesday night, I went to the Ex-Servicemen's Club in Leytonstone for another free entry gig to see King Automatic. And what a gig.
Yeah.
The harem was reduced in size from 5 to 2, but I did pick up one of the Limousine hangers on from Tuesday, making it up to 3. So I had another little harem there. Brilliant. King Automatic Live is like nothing I've ever seen.
Okay.
Absolutely great. Limousine absolutely rocked. King Automatic absolutely absorbed.
Ooh.
But I was the only person standing up at the gig. Everyone else was sat down. Boring, including King Automatic, who at one point said, you can stand up if you like, and then got got very angry when he said, cheers. And a couple of people shouted out, salut. And he went, no, in France we say sante. They're the bloody Italians. Got really angry. I went, all right, King Automatic. Play your next song. You'll be hearing more from him in a little while, by the way. And I met him briefly, and he was suitably French.
Right.
He was very aloof. But a nice bloke, and just great live. And I think he's finished touring the UK now. He had a few dates last week. I think they're all done now, but he seems to be touring extensively at present. Anyway, that was Wednesday. Thursday night, I thought, I'll take it easy. So I just went out for an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet and got leathered. Friday night, I thought I'd stay in. I thought I deserve a night in. And then a chance Facebook post from my mate Tony Hartley said, oh, there's a gig down at the Settlement in Letchworth, a place I've never been to. There's a benefit for scouts or Fenchie scouts or something or other. Anyway, the important words were 3 rock covers bands. I thought, what can go wrong? So I went down there. I'll tell you what could go wrong, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
6% cider at £3 a pint.
Ooh.
And what happened when they ran out of cider? I went on to Stella, thus making a very strong snake bite in my tummy.
That's not good.
Smashed by 10. Well done to everyone who went down to that gig, and well done to the three bands, and everyone had a really, really good time, and it was great. Then on Saturday night, I had a gig myself when I went to Banana Cabaret at the Bedford in Balham, as discussed with Lumbongo. Had a lovely time, went on first, bumped into a few friends. I basically got another Haring,
right.
and who was one of the ones from Tuesday and Wednesday, and then my friends Harriet and Verity, who showed up as well, and I had every plan to go home, and Harriet said, oh, there's a load of wine at the house, why don't you stay at mine? So I thought, oh, right then. So I ended up staying in London again and staying out all night, and it was a big one and everything else. Woke up the next day, walking back from where she lives in Battersea to Clapham Common Tube, I was accosted by a woman in the street with a TV camera and a boom mic, and she said, hi, can I interview you? I said, right, what TV station is for? She went, oh, actually, no, it's for my showreel to be a TV presenter. I went, really? Well, by the time we'd had 2 minutes conversation, she ain't going nowhere, right? She gives us, I had to interview her. Got onto the underground at Clapham Common and got us onto Northern Line heading north. I had this nagging doubt from when I'd left Battersea that I'd forgotten something, and I'd done the drunk Macarena, checking out where are my fags and my cockies and my wallet. I'd done all that. That's right. All going on. That's fine. Something was nagging me, and it wasn't until I got to Stockwell I remembered I've left my guitar at Harriet's. I had to go all the way back. I left South London at 11:17 a.m. and I got home at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Wow.
50 miles. So yeah, did that. Now, when was that? That was Saturday.
Sunday?
That was Saturday. That was Sunday night. And then I think I stayed in. Oh no, and then on. No, I didn't. And then I got back Sunday afternoon, went out for a drink with my friend Joe in the afternoon. Then that night went to the final ever night of the Ashcroft Arms in Luton as Steve the Landlord moves on to past his new. And everybody showed up and said, licensing? What licensing? European laws? What European laws? All bets are off. And at 4 a.m, we played Drunk Buckaroo with a sleeping bloke and saw how much stuff we could put on him before he fell asleep. And on Monday, I rested.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I'm sorry that took so long, but trust me, I had to live it. You can at least listen to it. And now it's time for King Automatic, and a track off an album. It's a compilation he's brought out of older tracks. It's called The Not Essential King Automatic, and it is 10 tracks, couple of covers on here, and a song that we're going to play right now, and a song I'm already putting aside for the Punky Halloween special, Tony.
Oh, wow.
Which will, of course, happen around Halloween.
Usually.
Yeah. Usually. Mm. But yes, excellent 10 tracks, really interesting stuff, and older stuff. I mean, it comes via the album that he brought out, that we bought as well, that I haven't got next to me, so I can't remember what it's called. What is King Automatic's website?
KingAutomatic.fr?
No, KingAutomatic.com. You've let me back in there, Tony. Tony 2, Tony B and the Internet 2. Let's just go through what we've done so far. We've played The Objects from Los Angeles. We've played The Marmoset Kids from Borneo. We've played Shawsax from Porthcawl. And now, all the way from France, here is King Automatic and The Diabetic Vampire.
When the shadows fall, I am creeping down the hall. I have to keep my blood sugar stable. I've got 10 unbiased thirst, so let midnight do its worst. I find blood wherever I'm able. All I ever think as I bear my teeth to drink is where this fucker's been. What will their sugar do to me? To you, it might be matter, but the world is getting fatter, and the blood is corresponding sweeter. No virgins can be found anywhere in this filthy town. When if there's one left, I've yet to meet her. Oh,
my teeth and drink soup. Where have these monkeys been? What will the sugar do to me? I am cursed with a dialectic violence.
Busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
¿Huevos con jamón?
¿Y si no te gusta?
¡Huevos con tu puta madre!
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Lupez, who we played before, who are from Spain, and a track which I believe is pronounced Menun y Babuino.
Right.
I think. Anyway, they came by Folk, F-O-L-C Records, which are basically friends of Los Chicos, and they are, they're friends of, Lupez are friends of Punky Radio as well. I've loved every song of theirs I've heard. What is their Bandcamp page?
Lupez.bandcamp.com.
As easy as that. Lupez, L-U-P-E-O-S. Tony 3, probably the internet 2. I'd love to play more of them in the future if we can get hold of more stuff. Just a note about King Automatic, the track you heard before that as well. I hope you listen to the lyrics in there, because not only is it a classic slice of garage punk blues, it's also got, yes, that's right, a tablespoon of horror, but most importantly, a bucket load of social commentary.
Ooh.
About a fattening population.
Mm.
But that'll be a lesson to you. Right, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. Please do support it, as mentioned. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, and if you go through our post, there is a petition designed to save it from being turned into whatever God knows they want to turn it into.
Yes, and I was across the road from it last week.
Yes,
the Alley Cat is actually across the road from 12 Bar.
Is the Alley Cat affected as well?
No, it's on the other side of the road.
Right, okay.
I think it's just that block, the 12 Bar block, I think.
Right, well, this week's gigs, I'm not going to do Sunday, it's an open mic night Sunday, but it is open if you want to go. Thursday to Saturday, so this Thursday night, Dan Donnelly, Joseph Dean Osgood, Terry McDermott, Morrissey and
Terry
Marshall.
Terry McDermott?
Yeah, so it says.
Didn't he used to play for Liverpool? And then become assistant manager of Newcastle United under Kevin Keegan?
I don't know, it says here he's...
And have a classic permutash that Harry Enfield would later pick for the Scousers. Calm down, calm down. They all basically look like Terry McDermott.
Damn.
Maybe it's a band who was just called Terry McDermott.
It says he's a Scottish-born American recording artist.
Right, he clearly doesn't like his football. Otherwise, he wouldn't have called himself Terry McDermott. Because if he gets carried away at this gig, there will be people in the crowd shouting out, calm down.
So Hieronymus Bishbosh night.
Ah, oh, well,
Thursday evening, how much do you think?
Well, Hieronymus, do you know what? I'm going to go with weekend consistency, and I'm going to go £6.
It is £6.
Nice.
Friday night, Sidewalk Doctors, Green Rock River Band, 10 Bob Millionaires, Fishwife's Broadside, and The Late Show from Instrumentalia.
Right.
It's a Penny Black Remedy night.
Presented it is.
Bam-a-lam. It's a lot.
I've seen Fishwife Broadside. I saw them the other week.
Okay.
I was on the other week at the Bulldog Music Festival weekend, raising money for Bullstock, and Fishwife Broadside incorporating my mate Bard on a rather fantastic semi-acoustic bass, and a very interesting band they are too, and good luck to everyone there. You weren't expecting that, were you?
I wasn't expecting that information.
Fishwife Broadside are like, if the Sex Pistols had been a bit raggle-taggle gypsy-o.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they are. They're a right interesting bunch. And they've got a bloke who, I don't know how he's associated with the band, whether he's sort of the roadie or just mate or helper, but there's one song where they say to him, bring out the banging stick. And he just brings out this massive stick and starts banging it on things. They're very entertaining.
Cool. Well, they're near the end of the bill, so maybe the headlining.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know how they'll get on the stage at the 12 bar. There's about 9 of them.
Wow. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Things are good here.
Yeah, finally, Saturday night. The Gonads, The Feathers, Snork and Seek and Destroy. It's a London Calling night.
It is indeed. The Gonads, Tony.
The Gonads. I've played with them.
Yeah.
It were.
You did more than that, didn't you?
Supported them.
Yeah.
I interviewed them. Yeah.
Yes, that, well
that
remembered.
Was it. God,
you
yeah.
interviewed Gary Bush. Oh, God. It's like getting blood out of a stone.
It's been
now,
a while
the
ago.
Thing is, though, it's London Calling, yeah, and I'd normally go with the normal, but I'm thinking, hang about. Are you going to mess with my mind? No, I'll just £6.
It is £6.
Oh, well done, the Gonads. Well done,
that?
Everyone.
Yeah.
What a great weekend at the 12 Bar and Store.
Yeah. 666. That's the way it goes.
666, number of the beast. Hello, mate. I've just popped around for a cup of tea. I imagine it's hot. That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar. Well, only sort of, because here's advance warning about another gig that's coming up in Leeds in, I think, June the 14th.
Okay.
Not absolutely sure. Again, I don't have the details to hand, but it features US garage legends The Fleshtones, who I bought a compilation album in the 1980s that had a Fleshtones track on it called I Was a Teenage Zombie. They're absolutely brilliant, and they're supported by the Dorellas.
Okay.
Who are friends of the show and friends of Limousine and friends of everyone. They're really funny people, and they've got a new album out, and we're playing a track of it, and I went all the way through the album trying to find something punky radio suitable. They all were, but I can pretty much guarantee that we'll be the only show playing this song because it's the last track.
Okay.
What is the Dorellas website?
TheDorellas.com?
It is indeed. At Dorellas, D-E-R-E-L-L-A-S. Hello to Timmy Dorella, Tony Ford, Paulie B and Internet 2. This is Motherfucker.
Such a fool now. Well, hey, you're not all of that's a
Aunt Betsy's Box.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the birds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dorellas. I think they're London stroke Brighton based. I think they're London Brighton, but they're certainly, I think they're based in London now, but I'm not. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. Anyway, top track, and we'll be playing more from their album in the coming weeks. Are you doing anything this week?
No, I'm not. It's another one of Tony's infamous work heavy weeks, trying to dig himself out of the financial hole that multiple non-works put him in.
I've got a work heavy week as well, involving the Hutongs of Beijing in the 14th century. I can't really expand on it, but I've been given this writing job I really wasn't expecting, and it's just everything. I've just had to drop everything to do it, basically, again, because of the financial home I am perennially in. So that's about it. Although I have got a gig on Saturday night at Alexander's in Chester, which is one of my favourite gigs of all time, and I've been doing it for 20 years, Tony.
Wow.
I mean, not constantly. I've been doing it about once a year for 20 years, sometimes two, sometimes 18 months, but the average is out about once a year, and I always have a great time there. It's always a great show. It's quite a late start, but we don't need to worry about that, and it'll be a top night. So if you're in the Chester area and you find yourself around the city walls, it's number one, Alexander's Jazz Cafe. There's no jazz in sight on a Saturday, don't worry, other than the mags under the seat of my car.
Well, you know, traffic jams are what is,
hey, you know,
something, aren't you?
Hey, it's not called the hard shoulder for nothing. I've just thought of that. So they're from London. So we've done so far, let's just get this right, we've done six different bands from six different countries.
Right, okay.
And now I think I'm going to top it all with song 17.
Alright.
With something I never thought I'd play.
Okay.
If Bolivian metal experimental symphonic rock is your bag, you're going to enjoy Kabbalah War, Roman at War.
Divine origin, arise, O kingdom, the Son of the
You are still listening to Carballo War underneath us right now, because it's a long song, Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job of keeping that song going.
That's all right.
Very good. And that is Roman at War, you're hearing right now. What a crazy... So I've never heard of metal experimental symphonic rock before, but when it's from Bolivia, I'm giving it a go. And what a catchy tune. Hope you've enjoyed that. I don't know a lot about them. I imagine we'll find out more, because I don't imagine many people have played them on their podcast before. Bolivian, this is outrageous. What is Carballo War's website?
CarballoWar.com?
It is indeed. It's Tony Five, probably the internet too. This is a bit of a turnaround on last week.
Wow.
And now, you're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's all right.
Have you got a twat?
Nope.
Oh, my heart is starting to
I know.
Like a shot fox.
Yeah, I do need twat. As mentioned, I have mentioned it before, I believe. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Dead simple. Email me now. I'm damn near convinced there are still twats in the world.
Yes, well, so, I'm fairly sure there are. There was a European election last week. That showed up quite a few.
Yeah.
By the way, if anyone in the UK voted in the elections last week, you've only got yourself, or rather didn't, you've only got yourselves to blame. With only a 35% turnout, extremist parties always do well because they're better at mobilising their fanatics.
Yeah, people more like to come out and vote for something like that.
And after a few weeks of people posting on Facebook, oh, isn't Russell Brand brilliant? He told us all not to vote. No, 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 no. Look how far that's got you. Well done, Russell Brand. Well done. You've helped UKIP become the biggest UK party in Europe. Well done, Russell Brand. Well done for telling us all not to vote. I went down to vote, and I don't know whether you did, Tony, but the ballot paper for me for the European elections was massively long.
Yeah.
The girls there said, oh, you might want to fold it up more than once so you can get it in the box.
It was ridiculous.
But it was so many right-wing parties.
It was all anti-Europe or keep UK. Oh, yeah.
But you know what?
What's that?
That actually diluted the effect of UKIP.
Yes, yes.
Because with so many other people voting for all those other right-wing parties, it stopped UKIP getting all those votes. So actually, controversially, I'm going to thank the English Democrats. And one anachronism within that, who are the No to EU party, who are actually left-wing and saying get out of Europe as well.
Okay.
As a left-wing party in Greece did, founded by the now sadly deceased Bob Pro, that we made a mention to. But yeah, there are loads and loads of these right-wing parties. Oh, BNP were on a housing kick. It's quite odd. But yeah, all of these right-wing parties stopped UKIP getting more votes.
Yeah.
And all the people that didn't vote helped UKIP get more votes. So basically, if you didn't vote in the European elections, you're worse than the BNP.
There you go.
That's controversial. And if you would like to justify not voting, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. I'll print it off, wipe my arse with it, and throw it at a hippie.
We both voted.
Well done. Oh, you got that in.
Yeah. just say.
Good, yeah. I voted Green.
We did.
I voted Green Party. I came out of the thing thinking, oh God, I'm going to have to go and buy some sandals now.
It's the way of the world.
And I told someone that I voted Green, and she had a go at me.
Really?
I said I voted Green. She said, you vote Green? Your carbon footprint's a massive size 12. I meant, well, it's the thought that counts.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway, there ends the Party Political Broadcast by me. Time for the last track this week, Tony, and I don't know when the last time we managed to do this, but it's a band from yet another country. 8 songs, 8 different countries.
Uniting fans of bands across the land.
We really are this week, and I hope you're all enjoying the music and enjoying Vive la Différence, Tony.
Ooh.
Vive la Différence. And this band, a band we played before, and I'm not entirely sure that we haven't played this track before. It's, of course, after everything we've heard, after hearing US punk, Borneo hardcore skate punk, Welsh ska, French garage blues, Spanish, I suppose it's punk as well, English glam rock, and then Bolivian metal experimental symphonic rock. Well, better way to finish than with a bit of Sardinian psychobilly. Cool. And quite right too. This is a band called Knox, who are still going, because I wasn't sure they were, because they sent us this in 2010 and I haven't heard from them since. I love this band. Really, really good. What is Knox's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/KnoxBand?
No, it's facebook.com/Knox.rockabilly ?FF=NF. But I don't think the ?FF=NF doesn't mean that they've sorted out their default URL, does it? I think that's just on it.
That's just on it, yeah.
That's just on it. So it's basically facebook.com/Knox.rockabilly. So it's ended up probably being instead 3, Tony 5. Good win for you this week.
Yeah.
And this is Dentro il Covo.
Dentro il covo sono lo stregone strano con un osso buco. Leggo la tua mano con un occhio morto. Vedo da lontano. Io del covo sono lo stregone strano. Quando il sole è stanco, vengo su dal porto, cammino di fianco, con un piede storto, entro nel mio regno, salgo sopra il banco, busso tutto intorno, aspettando il branco.
Down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
Hi, you've just listened to Dentro Il Covo on Punky Radio. There's just gone a bit lounge at the end of the show. Jazz. Feels good. Thank you so much for listening this week. There are some internet stations that cover this show. They are, Tony.
They are the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, GALACTIC, worldradio.com. And finally, we're on Radio Andra. You can find it at Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE.
And well done for listening to the show this week. And maybe you could listen to us online while enjoying perhaps a martini on the rocks, sitting back and going, ah, it does go well with the chicken. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu, apu.
Bunch of guns.